good morning out there. My name is Laurie Lopez, and I am glad to be leading this morning with Kevin Williams and a good friend of ours, Will Butterfield. Just what a perfect way to start the morning in worship. Today is Thursday, August the 2nd, 2012. And today, what I want to talk about, or what I feel like the Lord has kind of pressed on my heart, is pursuing the presence of God. I'm pursuing God. And as I've thought about that, I thought about all the things that we pursue. We pursue answers, knowledge, blessings, deliverance, healing, and of course, we can always bring those requests and those things to God, and he listens. But I think if we can learn to pursue God and the knowledge of who he is and who he has said that we are, then we won't be so easily shaken by our circumstances. If we can cultivate a heart that looks for the beauty of the Lord in any circumstance, then maybe we won't be so hard pressed by our circumstances. Because God never disappoints. He never disappoints. He is always willing to show us more of himself. And sometimes he makes us wait, but what I've learned in my life through that is that those are the most precious times. Because if we can get over the waiting, if we can stop focusing on that, and we can start just watching what the Lord is doing, you know, each time we get a glimpse of his sovereignty, when he calls us to wait, we get to see him work, and we get to see his perfect timing. So my challenge to myself and for all of us is to just press in and seek him. And the answers will come. Healing will come in his way, in his time. And so Bob Sorge, in his book, Power of the Blood, says this: I declare to you that my God withholds nothing from me. He has given me his very best. He has given me his all. His extravagance has empowered me in turn to withhold nothing from him. He has given me his everything, and now I give him my everything. I am his, and he is mine. God doesn't ever have to do another thing for me. If he never does anything for me ever again, if he never blesses me, if he never answers my prayer, if he never delivers me, the cross is enough to prove the authenticity of his undying affection. It's because of the cross that I know he loves me. And since his cross has made me so confident in his love, I will never be silent. I will never relent. I will never let go. But I will always lift my cry to my God. And that challenges me, that to remember that he has already given us everything. Everything that satisfies, everything we need. And he is just kind of waiting, I guess, on us to just discover more about who he is. And so through whatever it is you're going through, God wants to show you more about his character if you allow him to. Paul in Philippians 3 says this: but whatever gain I had, I counted as loss for the sake of Christ. Indeed, I count everything as loss because of the surpassing worth of knowing Christ Jesus, my Lord. For his sake, I have suffered the loss of all things and count them as rubbish, in order that I may gain Christ and be found in him, not having a righteousness of my own that comes from the law, but that which comes through faith in Christ, the righteousness from God that depends on faith, that I may know him and the power of his resurrection, and may share his sufferings, becoming like him in his death, that by any means possible, I may attain the resurrection from the dead. Not that I have already obtained this or am already perfect, but I press on to make it my own because Christ Jesus has made me his own. Brothers, I do not consider that I have made it my own, but one thing I do, forgetting what lies behind and straining forward to what lies ahead, I press on toward the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus. He says, I press on to make it my own because Christ Jesus has made me his own. I press on toward the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus. So let's press on. Let's press through our circumstances. Let's seek the Lord. Let's seek, let him show us where he's and how he's working. God, today, help us do that. Help us to seek you and your face, and not always your hand, not always what you'll do for us, even though you're faithful and you do the things that we ask. But God, help us just to have hearts that are devoted to knowing you and who you are. And God, if that means that you have to strip away certain things that hinder us, that's okay. We trust you. We know that you've seen all of our days before we were even born, God. You know what's going on. You know what we're going through, Father. We trust you. Just show us more of yourself, God. We love you. In Jesus' name. draw us in today. Holy Spirit, draw us in into your presence. Help us learn to rest and abide in who you are. We love you, and all these things we ask in Jesus' name.